To follow him means not to follow him in the sense that, well, you have come, left the whole world and want to come to him because Baba has asked you to come, and you take pride in your, in telling others that, well, we had to come to Baba because Baba wanted us to follow him, leave all and follow him. But that didn't mean that we had to follow him in the sense that we followed ahead of him and he had to follow us in our footsteps. No, we had to be behind him, carry out all what he wanted us to do. Follow him did not mean that we had to just walk behind him, but carry out his behests, orders, commands. He may put us in a deserted place, you see, or our place may be in Timbuktu somewhere, you see. That also tantamounts to following him, as long as we follow his orders. Aren't you all following him if you obey his orders? He asks you all to do this and do that and not to do this and not to do that. You are following him too. Following him does not leave all and follow means what? It's not that you should leave all and just be with him by his side, holding his skirt. No. You may be wherever you are placed by him. If you obey him, if you do just the things that would please him, you are as much following him as any other who has lived with him is. There's no doubt about that. Because you know from my example what it means to follow him, where we were thrown, you see, away from him. And so many times any human patience would get exhausted, you see. But because he had held our hand, that is the thing. If we had gone there to hold his hand and if he had placed us in this position, there was a chance, you see, of his having slipped from our grip. But when he has hold of our hand, that's all. We are quite safe. That's the difference. And it's a world of difference. Now this is confronting me in such a way that I feel as if I'm behind the bars, you see.
Did Bob ever explain, did he ever give any examples or explain at all what the meaning of holding on to?
He would give the example of a child being taken by its mother to a fair where there is a huge congregation and there are many shops there and many things, distracting things, you see, and attractive things. So there the child goes in that crowd, completely dependent upon the mother, the holding of the skirt, meaning that it depends upon the mother. Wherever the mother is, the child is safe, because as long as the child holds on to the skirt there, the grip is on the skirt, the child is bound to be where the mother is, and mother cannot get lost, because mother is after all mother, it's a grown-up person, you see. And child, by just holding on to the skirt, can even enjoy the sights. Being in the crowd, can just look here, there. Child need not concentrate on mother at all. The grip itself is enough to be with the mother, and mother means complete confidence, you see. Cannot get lost anywhere. So this is the figure that Baba has given, that just as a child totally depends upon his mother when he holds the skirt, and himself so safe, even in that throng, you see, in that multitude, that it can even enjoy the sights, it can mingle with the crowd and not get lost itself. So if you can hold on to me, means if you just depend on me wholly and solely, under all conditions and circumstances, you will never get lost in the world, in spite of your being entranced, getting attracted, tantalized by the worldly things. You may get, entangled in that, but you will never get lost if you remain completely dependent on me. That's the meaning of holding on to my Dhamma. You follow now?